In 3 weeks, it will be Easter. And today, the first words from the entrance antiphon invited us to rejoice and to be glad. That's the way we began Mass today. And what is the reason for such rejoicing? I invite us now to take a look at the Gospel to find out. In today's Gospel, we have a line that I believe could well be used to summarize Christianity in one sentence. When the younger son finds himself in misery after having spent all his money, the Gospel says that he came to his senses and thought, "I shall get up and go to my father." First, he came to his senses. The younger son could not get any lower in life, and he realized that even the swine had it better than he. He was in the darkest place one could ever be in, and the Gospel says that it was then that he came to his senses. The son allowed for a ray of God's light to enter his soul, and thus he was able to see how dark it was inside. And it is important that sometimes throughout our lives, we too make a full stop in the journey, come to our senses, and see where we are at. And that way find out if we are where we should be. The younger son, as sinful as he was, he listened to the voice of his conscience and realized that his place was not with the swine. It was then that he got up, remembered who he truly was, a son, and decided to make his way back to his father. The fact that we have come to church this morning shows that we too have listened to our conscience, which is the voice of the Father drawing us to himself. This voice of the Father will lead us to perhaps recognize the sketchy places in our hearts, those places that are away from the love of the Father, and hence have become moldy, messy, cold. Maybe it is a vice or an addiction that we do not recognize as such yet. Or maybe it is a broken relationship that we gave up on. Or perhaps it is a wound from the past that we have not addressed and healed. Whatever we are today, be it a place of sin, a place of struggle, a place of unbelief, or a place of messiness, such that even swine could live in there, I invite us all to get up, leave that place, and go to the Father. The good news is that now we have the opportunity to go to the Father and enjoy his loving embrace. And we should take advantage of that opportunity, especially because that has not always been the case. At one point, because of our sins, we could not approach God. The Father, however, sent his Son, Jesus, into the world to show us the path back home where the Father is. If we follow the Son, Jesus, we get to where the Father is. And that is the reason for our rejoicing today. That is a reason to be glad. That is the reason why Easter is the most important celebration for us Christians. The road that leads home has been restored by the Lord. And ever since that first Easter, when Jesus rose from the dead, we can now go to the Father. The younger son in the gospel once left his father's house, but he could never leave his father's heart. There is no sin that can separate us from the love of God. If we repent, get up, and go to the Father. So we pray today that to the Lord may give us all the grace to come to our senses as well.